Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Who's, man?
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to do some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting a seat, I'm singing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
game time!
Well, parents, welcome to Parents Coastal Parent Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, M.A. Scott, and we're going to be on the air again. Sorry for a late start. I was scheduled to start at 9, but evidently... We kind of sort of ran into a little small dilemma. So as a result, we're up and running. But what we're going to talk about tonight, we're going to talk about initial eligibility. And that's what we're going to talk about. So be prepared. Get your pen, paper, pencil, all that kind of stuff. And let's move on. But before I get started, you know, I got to give my man, Mr. Keith Wright, some props. Keith, go ahead. Where you at, Keith? Let me hear my song.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hate then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making small cool. That's how I do.
Well, like I said, that was my man, Mr. Keith Wright. He's bringing it to us from University of Harvard. As always, Keith brings a little something special to the table because he's also balling. But as most of all, like I like to stress the point to the parents this evening, my man say he's making smart cool. Like I said, we're going to talk about initial eligibility this evening. And hopefully all of you can call in. And if you have any questions, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. I'll say it again, 646-929-2416. All right. You may excuse me because I'm off the road, actually. But we're still going to make this thing happen here on the Parents Coaching Parent Network. So, parents, go ahead and take some time, get your pen, paper, and pencil out. Because I got some information for you this evening that many of you have been asking them questions and wondering how are we going to make this happen. So be prepared, parents, be ready. Get your game face on. And Parents Coaching Parent Network is going to help you out this evening. You know, but before I even go into that, you know, a couple of things I want to talk about. Here recently we had a celebration of athletes where we had a pretty good size event held in the local area for our student athletes. And it was actually just a day of fun. A little entertainment, and at the same time, opportunity to learn a little something. So the parents that was out there, hopefully they walked away with a little additional knowledge and love. And at the same time, some of our athletes actually walked away with a few of our door prizes. You know, the event was sponsored by the Parent Coach and Parent Network. And we were truly out there just for the community. You know, we want to try to do this annual event each and every year. So that way we have a chance to keep the flow going a little something, giving back to the community. But that's the way we do it at the Parents Coach and Parent Network. But like I said prior, we had another event, and it was sponsored. It was not sponsored by the Parents Coach and Parent Network. It was another event by a gentleman by the name of Mr. Anthony Stringfield. And it was a virtual football recruiting combine where he actually had workouts for young men running live streams on the internet, and coaches across the country had the opportunity to log in and view this live streaming video on the internet. And he had a number of fine athletes out there that these boys was ready to play. They was ready to play. They was ready to show their worth. They was ready to show their value to any institution that they was accepted at. Because I stayed there and watched for a number of hours, about 2 hours or so. It was a 3 or 4 hour event. I think I stayed for probably about 2 hours and watched the event. And I'm telling you, he put them through the test. And each time he put them through the test, I watched them young men perform at high proficiency, high accuracy, and so sure enough, motivation and dedication was taking place on the field. And it was an indoor event, so there was no distractions. There was no issues of cold weather, slipping, things like that. But these young men sure did perform effectively and proficient. So I say all that to say, you know, coaches, you need to get your eyes and ears out there and put your eyes and ears on some of these young men here in the Hampton Roads area. And I'm not only just emphasizing what's going on in the Hampton Roads area, I want to emphasize things that's going on around the country. If I get information from different organizations, other organizations that's involved with the Parents Coach and Parent Network, if I can get information from them, then I will sure enough highlight their programs as well. But like I said this evening, we're going to talk about initial eligibility. And initial eligibility, parents, is when you first get started. You know, what do you need to know? What do you need to be thinking about? What do you need to be doing? At what part of the year? What time of the year? At what grade level are you getting involved in the process? Parent Coach and Parent Network was formed based upon that same thought, concept, and ideals. Because when I initially got started, I had not a clue of what I was doing. You know, and I'm not claiming to be the sharpest nail in the box. I'm just simply out there trying to support and make sure that my young man was able to get through the process and be successful at it and get the best out of the deal that he could possibly get. Okay? So we made it through the process. But I found so many others that didn't have that opportunity, that made it through the process. And I know that feeling. I know that feeling because I was one of those athletes. You know, I had the ability, I had the skill, the talent, so on and so forth, back in my high school days. But missed out on that opportunity just due to a lack of knowledge. You know, a lack of knowledge and some misguiding information from folks I thought at the time was my friend turned out to be somebody that, as the young men's clearly put it to me today, haters, okay? And, you know, we're not going to even go into that, and that's not even the real issue. The real issue is how to get past that and how to move on and how to be successful at what you plan on doing next. So, as a result, you know, I didn't make that opportunity. I didn't take advantage of the situation. And as a result, I ended up not fulfilling my dream and going on and playing at the next level, at the college level. I ended up having to go on and fulfill my dream playing in the military. And I played for a number of years during the time period I was in the military. But that's not where my real love was at. That's not where my real passion was at. And that's not where my mind was at. So as a result, I ended up going into the military. But I see so many young men and women today that have that opportunity. And believe it or not, they're young men. The young ladies are outdoing you by far because they're figuring it out early enough on to be successful at it, whereas you're missing the mark on the number of times. So I said, Michael H. Scott stated to myself that if I have the opportunity to assist a young man or a young lady with the recruiting process, or their parent even more so, to make sure that the parents understand the process so the parents are better and able to support their student athletes, then I was going to do it. So the birth of the Parents Coaching Parents Network was formed and was conceived in 2005, and we've been up and running since then. So what are we going to talk about this evening? Like I said, parents, we're going to talk about the initial eligibility. And the information that I'm going to bring to you is information I'm bringing to you straight from the NCAA. Straight from the NCAA. We're going to talk about the first steps of becoming an NCAA student athlete. An NCAA student athlete. Now, you're going to have to excuse me if I don't go into all my usual commercials because of the simple fact that I'm actually out on the road right now. But, as you know, the love and the passion and drive that I have for the program and for the folks that's involved in the program is not going to stop me from providing information to my folks. Okay, so if you hear some noise and sounds in the background, that's because I'm out and about handling business at the same time. But, of course, my passion is still with the Parents Coach Parent Network, so I'm going to give it to you. All right, let's talk about some things here. What is initial eligibility, and why is that so important? Initial eligibility, and why is that so important? You know, it's just important because if you don't make that eligibility, then what happens? You don't have that opportunity to attend college. You don't have that opportunity to go on and fulfill your dream. You don't have that opportunity to even play at the next level. So what is initial eligibility and why is it so important? It's important because that is your life. You are that unique athlete. You have that gift. You have that talent. You have that skill. Okay? So if you want to fulfill your life's dreams, then you should pursue every opportunity that you have. Okay, initial eligibility. Wow. And why is it important? It's just simply rules that have been put in place to ensure that prospective student athletes meet the NCAA academic and amateurism guidelines. Prospective student athletes cannot participate in any sports for a Division I or Division II institution without getting that certification. So if you don't get that certification, you can't participate in any sports at the Division I or the Division II level. Now, I said Division I, Division II. I didn't go on and I didn't say anything about junior colleges. I didn't say anything about NAIA. And I definitely did not say anything about Division III. So as a result, parents, keep that in mind. Put that note down there. I highlighted Division I and Division II sports. Okay? Division I and Division II sports. Didn't mention anything about Division III. Okay, next question. Who does it apply to? Well, we all know it applies to students that have graduated, student athletes that have graduated from high school. I pause for a minute because I want to add in something else to that. It also applies to, because the NCAA has put in some provisions for student athletes that have attended two-year college. So now we got another door that just opened because it applies to student athletes that also have attended a two-year college. So if you attended a two-year college as a student athlete, junior college, and you have met your initial and you have yet to meet your initial eligibility, you still have that opportunity. You still have that opportunity. So you want to make sure that you use that opportunity to the best of your ability. Do not let that go to waste. If you still have that dream and you still have that desire to play and you haven't used your initial eligibility, then I would say pursue it. Pursue it. Because if that's your dream, then go for it. Okay, like I said, I missed out on the opportunity just based upon listening to someone. And by listening to someone, I missed out on the opportunity or a dream of my lifetime. As a result, I took another course of action. But, hey, don't worry about it. All good for me. Had it not been that road I traveled, I may not have been doing this program now. I may not have been sharing this information with other parents, you know, around the country. Okay, if a student athlete satisfies all the requirements and is offered an athletic scholarship, does that guarantee the student athlete will be admitted at that college? Okay, think about what I just said. Okay, you satisfied all the requirements. You did everything you need to do for that initial eligibility. Now, you offered a scholarship. Okay, you accepted. Now, does that mean that you will be accepted in that college? The answer to that question is no. You still have to go through the college's initial requirements. You still have to meet the college's eligibility standards. So, because you're offered a scholarship by the basketball coach, that doesn't mean the admissions office is just going to sit back and let you in the door. You still have to go through and deal with the admissions office. You know, since the scholarship is for sports, you still have to meet the requirements and apply for the school and have to be accepted by that school. Okay? Now, next question. What does it take to be initially eligible? The NCAA prospective student athlete must be a high school graduate that has completed the required number of core classes. As we know, there's 16 core classes required for Division I and currently 14 core classes required for Division II. But as of August of 2013, there will also be 16 core classes required for Division II. Make that note, parents. August 13th of 2013, there will be a requirement of 16 core classes for Division II as well. I wouldn't be surprised to see somewhere along the line that at some point the Division One goes up to 18, because over the years I've seen the thing climb. Okay. But now that you have a graduate student athlete, they have met the requirements for the number of core classes. Now they have to have a qualifying score on either the ACT or the SAT. On the ACT or the SAT, they have to have a qualifying score. And we can talk more about that qualifying score later on down the line. And the student must meet the NCAA's amateurism regulations. In other words, they're not out there getting paid to play somewhere at some tournament or some showcase or something to that nature. Check out the NCAA's amateurism requirements and make sure that your student athlete is within them requirements. You want to check that out earlier, so that's why you're aware of, so that way you don't fall into that trap. You know, that's something that's mainly focused on student athletes that's coming from overseas, but from time to time, our student athletes here in the States get caught up in it as well. Okay? International student athletes normally are the ones that are a little bit more scrutinized on the amateurism requirements. Okay. What is the core classes and how many do you have to complete? We've already went through that. Core classes are primarily your English, your math, foreign language, social studies, and science classes with emphasis on college prep. I'll say that again. Your core classes normally consist of your English, your math, foreign language, social studies, and science classes with emphasis on college preps. Now, what you want to do, you want to go to the 48H form and go to the website and take a look at the core classes for your particular school. Because the core classes are not the same for each and every school. You know, core courses may vary from school. Well, core courses will vary from school to school. I've even seen it down to the point where, you know, two schools in the same district, same city, you know, same conference, same everything, okay? Same amount of student athletes, same amount of students, but have different core courses. So you want to familiarize yourself with the core courses for your school. Okay, to play Division One high school students, okay, we all know, like I said, must complete 16 core courses. Currently, Division Two prospective student athletes must complete 14 core courses. But, like I said earlier, that will change to 16 as of 2013. That will change to 16. As of 2013. Okay, what is amateurism? I mentioned something about amateurism a minute ago. What is amateurism? Amateurism, with the global recruiting, you know, being as much as it is, you know, from time to time, no, not from time to time, here lately, we've recruited a large number of international student athletes. And like I said, the focus is on to make sure that those student athletes are eligible to play at our NCAA institutions. We have to make sure that they're not student athletes that's being paid or have been paid over the past few years or anything to that nature. So therefore, they have the amateurism requirements. Our student athletes can get caught up in a situation like that as well if they're not paying attention and being aware of what's going on around them. What do I mean by that? Let's use this as an example. Okay, you have a student athlete that plays high school. Let's use AAU basketball since that seems to be like the attention gainer for everybody. So that student athlete's playing AAU basketball, but for whatever reason, he or she was selected to play on a all-star team. Okay, they're playing on this all-star team. And this all-star team has been requested to come to a particular tournament. And the athletes of the team, you know, are outfitted with the sneakers and your warm-up gear and all this kind of stuff. Now, this is not provided. This is not provided by the team. This is provided by an organization that invited to this particular tournament. So, as a result, we have our student athletes out there that are now receiving receiving some type of profit from their performance. Okay? Not even that. You know, let's take that one step further. Okay? They're also being put up in a hotel. You know, their meals are being paid for. You know, and the team receives some type of monetary contribution for participating in this event based upon they were the team that drew everybody else's attention or drew everybody else to this particular event. So as a result, they were compensated. So do we have an issue there? I would be willing to bet that we do have an issue there. So, parents, that's something that you really and truly want to be aware of. Really and truly want to be aware of. If you have your student athlete ever faced with a situation like that, okay, that's something that if you can at all, if you can avoid it, then avoid it. Because that is definitely a situation that can prevent your student athlete from attending the school. Yes, I've been talking for a good little while, and hopefully you're able to keep up with all these notes. And like I said, I'm currently on the road, so as a result, I am unable to break in with my commercials and do my usual thing that I usually do to keep you all entertained. But just to let you know, the Parent Coach and Parent Network is on every Thursday at 9 p.m. is our normal time, and we're normally on from 9 to 10. And if at any time you have a question, concern, or you just want to call in and just chit-chat with us here on the Parent Coach and Parent Network, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. I'll say it again, 646-929-2416. And you call in, talk to us if you have questions, concerns, you know, just want to address a particular topic. You know, and if we don't have the answer here at the Parents, Coach, and Parent Network, trust me, we know where to find the answer. You know, we know where to find the answer. I don't have my commercials here, but I still got to give a plug and a shout-out to the family out there in Texas, the great state of Texas, Apogee's Radio. Apogee's Radio come on. I believe they air their show Sundays at 9 p.m. as well on Blog Talk Radio. And they are a free recruiting service. They'll come on and they'll give you some insight, parents, on the recruiting service and things that you need to be aware of, getting into a little bit more detail on stuff that I just covered. So they want to make sure that you stay informed as well. A great family. And trust me, I will put you in contact with them, or you can log on Sunday evenings, Blog Talk Radio, and listen to Apogee's Radio. Apogee's, APOGEEZS, Apogee's Radio. Also, check out their website, www.apogeesradio.com. I believe they also have a Facebook page. Now, all this information that I'm covering this evening will also be posted on the Parents Go to Parent Network Facebook page as well. So if you get the opportunity, you can go up to the Parents Coaching Parent, you go up to Facebook and type in Parents Coaching Parent Network, and that'll pull up our page. And I'm going to post this information on our page. Currently, I recently posted the NCAA recruiting periods up there, which are the evaluation period, contact period, quiet period, and dead period. And if you're not familiar with them periods, parents, then go up there and check out my site. Go to the discussion board, and you can get a full rundown on each one of them periods and how that applies to you and your student-athlete. You know, one other thing I'd like to cover, when I was talking about the Division I sliding scale and tests and scores and things of that nature, you know, if your student-athlete has a 3.55, the he or she minimum score on the SAT is a 400. 400 will get them qualified if they have a 3.55. If you're looking at the ACT, your sum score is a 37. Now, going down by increments of 0.025, if your student-athlete has a 2.0, which hopefully he or she does not have a 2.0, if they have a 2.0, their score for the SAT has to be a 1010, a minimum of a 1010. In the ACT, you have to have a minimum score of a 86. Now, if they have a GPA, of a 2.0, like I said, minimum score on the SAT is a 1010, minimum score on the ACT is a 86. Now, your core GPA consists of your core classes, the core classes that I just mentioned a second ago, which are your English, your math, your foreign language, your social studies, your science, with emphasis on college prep. So if you look at those courses, or you go to the NCAA's website and you pull up the 48H form and plug in the code for your school, and it gives you the opportunity to look up the code for your particular school. But if you pull up the information for your school, you'll find a list of all the core classes. You'll find a list of all the core classes available to your student-athlete at his or her particular school. You go to the eligibility website, it's www.eligibilitycenter.org, www.eligibilitycenter.org, www.eligibilitycenter.org. I think I spelled that right. Again, parents, if you want to call in and talk to us for a little while, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. Say it again, 646-929-2416. All right. This has been the Parents Coaching Parent Network. Let me see if I got any callers here on the line. All right, call. We're going to pause for the calls there, so you may hear some dead time here. You know, parents often say something. We often miss out on opportunities based upon the lack of knowledge. And, you know, we as Parents for the Parent Network want to make sure that we provide you with as much information as possible. You know, and if you know of any student athlete or parent that need our assistance, please do not hesitate to reach out to us, and we'll be more than happy to support them and provide them some information. Again, you can reach us at 646-929-2416 if you have any questions, or you can even drop us an email at pcphr@aol.com. pcphr@aol.com. And if you can't remember all that and I done rattle off a little bit too much, if you have the opportunity to go up on Facebook, and I know if you're not up on Facebook, your student athlete more than likely is on Facebook, tell them to look up the Parents Coaching Parents Network on Facebook. We have a Facebook page set up just for the sole purpose of providing you information, you know. And we're providing information, the same information that we talk about on our site, the same information that we post on our Facebook page, along with, you know, the different interviews and information about the various authors and folks that we spoke to over the last few months since we've been on the air. Believe it or not, the Parents Coach Parent Network has been on the air for the last 6 months now, and we're averaging just under about a, you know, 1,000 folks just checking us out on a regular basis. Not to say, when I say checking us out, that just means, you know, just taking a peek at our page. We've been up on the air providing this information, and hopefully we'll continue to provide this information as long as there's a need for this information to get out to the parents. Again, we're here for you. You can reach us at 646-929-2416. Sorry, parents, if you're trying to call in right now and I'm not responding back to you fast enough, that's only because I am not in front of my switchboard. And had I been in front of my switchboard, I would be able to answer your call. So if you can hold for a second, we'll be right back with you. You know, parents, it's funny, you know, I took the time to share with you that information about the experience that I had in my earlier time period, and one of the reasons why I decided to pursue opportunities to do this program, you know, and I just look back and I look at some of the athletes that, you know, I had the opportunity to play against. And I'm not beating my own horn, but I thought I did fairly well and was able to hold my own. So that was a very interesting issue. But I noticed that's how things are for our student athletes. Our student athletes are faced with these issues day in and day out. And if there's no one there to guide them and support them, then oftentimes they'll lose their way just that quick. They can lose their way just that quick. And that is something that we definitely want to try to definitely want to try to avoid that, them losing their way based on simple frustration. Because their time is just as valuable, you know, because they lead, they grow to be our future leaders, our future, period. You know, they grow up to be our future. And if we don't have anything for them, or we're not able to support them, then what happens? You know, as far as I'm concerned, if we're not able to support them, what happens? We fail them. You know, I hate to look at it that way, parents, but that's the reality of it. If we're not able to support them in their dreams, then we fail them by all means. And it only takes one time for us to fail them. And as a result, we've lost a young man or young lady to society. And when I say society, I really and truly mean we lost a young man or young lady to the streets. And that's definitely the issue that we want to all try to avoid, is losing them to the streets. So we have to stay focused, have to stay supportive, and have to be there for them at every opportunity. So if the Parents with a Parent Network can help you help them, then we feel as though we're doing our part, and we'll definitely stay on the air as long as it takes and as long as the need is there to support you and your student athlete. That's right. Because to add on to the story that I told you earlier, to add on to that story, you know, I was told at that time, let me fast forward something. Okay. I experienced a similar situation with my student, with my son, during the time that he was starting his recruiting period. And there was not a wealth of information out there to support him. So as a result, I was forced to try to find this information out on my own. You know, and I went to the high school coach, and he supported me as much as he could. But there was other folks that was in that food chain that I thought should have been able to provide a little bit more extra support or guidance. And I honestly believe that there should be a program. And not necessarily say that it has to be my program, but there should be a program in every school system that provides this information to the parents and the student athletes. Every school system, not a pick and choose. It should be part of, the high school should be part of the National Federation of High School Sports, you know, or whatever that organization is called. It should be part of, and it should be a requirement that each school has a program, or each district has a program that supports every school in that district. Without a doubt, there's a program, a similar program up in the Philadelphia area, and very successful. They hold regular conferences and meetings, and you know, just as if you had a PTA meeting. They may have a PTA meeting with 25 college coaches there, but this PTA meeting is strictly geared towards football athletes. If you're talking about a 25 college football coaches there, you know, where you can get a chance to meet the coach, you get a chance to talk to the coach. Hey, you're providing him with your tapes and your profile, so on and so forth. Only thing is, it's a very brief conversation and you keep on moving, okay? He's not watching you perform. He's not doing an extensive evaluation of you. Just simply exchanging information, okay? Of course, that would all have to be geared around the time period, so on and so forth. Philadelphia has created this program and very successful at this program. And I think a program, a similar program, should be in every school district. Every school district. Because think about the number of student athletes that miss out on the opportunity to attend college. Think about it. There is a large number of student athletes that miss on the opportunity to attend college. Why? Parents, I hate to say it, but I'm going to say it. In large part, we fail to support them the right way. We'll support them by buying them a pair of $150 sneakers, but we will not support them in making sure that they get the proper exposure and proper understanding of the recruiting process to make sure they maintain their grades to get on to college, because we all want them to go to college. We talk about them going to college. Some of us have aspirations and dreams for them to go beyond the college level. But if they can make it to college, I'm not saying go to college just so that they can come out and, you know, they can have a job in corporate 500. No, that's not my thought. That's not my logic. That's not my plan, dream, hope, wish, whatever. I'm saying give them the opportunity to go to college, because you never know. That same student that turns around and is afforded that opportunity to go to college may one day come back and establish a viable business in that community that now supports other student athletes or supports others in that community. So why do we miss out on the opportunity to have our student athletes go to college? Why? Let's be proactive. Let's be passionate about making sure that our children get the best out of every situation that they are afforded, that they have the opportunity to be a part of, get the best out of it. Maybe I'm going on a rant today, and this isn't normal what I do on Parents Culture Parent Network, but, you know, we're in the holiday season, and, you know, the holiday season is all about, you know, we done commercialized it so much where, you know, we got the gifts, we got the this, we got the that, we got the time period of the season where we go out and some of us start tying one on somewhere around Halloween and don't get through until after you know, the last holiday in January. But we also have a time period where probably the largest amount of money is made in college sports throughout the entire year. What do I mean by that? Think about how many games are on during the holiday period. Think about the number of student athletes that you know that don't have the opportunity to come home for Thanksgiving because they're out playing in a tournament. Think about the number of student athletes that's playing in a bowl game. Think about the number of student athletes that's playing in a Christmas tournament, Thanksgiving tournament, okay? So there's a lot of revenue being generated during this time period. lot of revenue. In all actuality, student athletes should be able to go to school totally free, and all students should be able to go to school totally free. But that's a whole nother story. But I'm going on and I'm talking about that because I hate the idea or hate to see or thought that a student misses the opportunity to go to school just due to the lack of knowledge. And the lack of knowledge comes from not only his or her lack of knowledge, but also can come from the lack of knowledge of the parent. There are a number of us that are here to support you, help you, guide you, and be there for you, however you want to put it, to make sure that you have an understanding on what you need to do to get your student athlete into school. Now, I'm not going to say that we can sit here and guarantee that we're going to get every student athlete into school, because every student athlete is not geared up to go to school. Some folks are geared up to do other things in life. You know, we all have our own passion, our own dreams, our own desires. We are all unique. All of us are not geared, cut out to go to school. You know, like I said earlier, had I went to school, I might not have been doing this here program because of the simple fact, well, not to say had I went to school, because I did go to school, but had I went on and played sports at the college level, I might not have done this program because I might have had a totally different mindset. But since I didn't, and now I do, guess what? I'm going to share this with you. Okay? So, parents, like I said, this time of year we have a number of student athletes that are truly doing some phenomenal things, and I think we should be there as often as possible to support them and get as many of them in school as we possibly can. And the only way we're going to do that is we have the knowledge and understanding of the process. And the Parents Coaching Parent Network is here to make sure that you have an understanding of the process. And if you have difficulty comprehending the process, hey, all well, fine, and good. We're going to break it down for you to make sure that you get the best out of it any way we possibly can. Because it's not about us. It's about our future. And our future is our student. Our student is our athlete. Okay? You know, they go on to school and to make it real plain, real easy, real simple, they go on to school and my family out there in Texas talked about this some time ago. They go on to school. These institutions make big money on our student athletes. Think about what the NCAA brings in each year based upon these various tournaments and football bowls and holiday tournaments and things like that. Think about what is brought in each year. You know, we're seeing ESPN pays all this money just to have these high television ratings where our student athletes are out there playing. You know, somebody says, well, you know, they're getting a chance to go to school for free. Okay, oh well, fine and dandy. And I'm not going to argue that point, and that's not the subject we're going to get on today. But my point is, if we can afford more student athletes the opportunity to go to school, then why not? Why not? Why not? Every student athlete that has a desire to play, the true desire to play, to be afforded the desire, the opportunity to play and go to school. So that's all I'm going to say on that note. I'm going to see if there's anybody out here. I want to see if there's anybody out here that want to call in and talk to us. You can give us a call at 646-929-2416. We've been on the air for nice little time, and we probably got about 4 minutes left. But if you ever, ever, ever have a question, again, you can reach us on the Parents Coach and Parent Network. And if you don't reach us on the Parents Coach and Parent Network, you can send us an email, 646-929, an email at pcphr@aol.com. pcphr@aol.com. Parents, you know, once you get on the line, if you ever have a question, you can press the number one key on your phone, and that will let me know that you're on the air and you have a question, and we can bring you on the air so you can ask your question, or you can ask your question on the side. But we're going to make it happen for you every time we get the opportunity. Looks like we, like I said, we're down to about 4 minutes left on the air, about 3 minutes left on the air. So we're going to see what we got going on here. Oh, okay. Welcome to the Parents Coach and Parent Network. Do I have a question? Who's the caller?
Yes, this is Cheryl Simon. My question is regarding... I'm sorry?
Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Ms. Simon.
Right. My question is regarding if a student does not make get the certificates in time for enrollment, do you suggest that they go ahead and try to go to a junior college?
Okay. When you say... Okay,
regarding
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Regarding the NCAA rules for requirements.
Okay, so are you saying that the athlete did not have opportunity to register with the clearinghouse?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you have all the way up until they sign, well, they won't get a letter of intent, but you have all the way up until the start of their senior year to get that information in.
Okay.
So if you have a student athlete that's still in school and schools are starting to look at him or her, you can go ahead and register with the clearinghouse.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you don't, then I would still say apply to that school. Get in touch with that coach. Let that coach know what's going on. And push to get that student athlete registered as soon as possible and keep that coach informed. And as a result, that coach may be able to push some strings from his end, his or her end, to get the NCAA to step up on getting that student athlete registered.
Is that what you were talking about regarding the certificate?
Say again?
Was that what you were talking about when you say can't participate without certificate?
Yes, exactly. They have to be eligible, they have to be registered at the clearinghouse.
Regarding the certificate. Okay, that was clearinghouse.
Yes.
Okay, so I came in at the end of it, and I wasn't sure what you were stating about that.
Okay. Well, I thank you for calling in. Was that your only question?
I have quite a few more, so I can ask you those a little bit later. I'll probably email
okay.
you.
Yes, ma'am. All right. I appreciate it. Parents, if you have any questions at any time, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. Well, you know, I got a little time right now. I got to go out with one of my commercials. My man, Mr. Keith Wright, brought us in. And as always, I got to have my man, Mr. Keith Wright, take us out. Keith, where you at?
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in. meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end. And when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, let them hate then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Number of callers. We also have a number of listeners on the internet. The Parent Coach and Parent Network, like I said, is always here for you parents to make sure that you get a fair understanding of the recruiting and scholarship process. Again, we air our shows on Thursday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. And if you get a chance, you can also check us out on Facebook at Parent Coach and Parent Network also. All right. So on that note, Parent Coach and Parent Network says, good evening, and thank you for calling.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents. Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
Good night to all.